吃完晚饭出来散步。
After dinner, go for a walk.
突然有一个反常识的事儿，像
Suddenly, something completely unexpected happened.
想起来想和大伙儿唠一唠。
I want to talk to everyone.
2026年，拢共也就300多万人口的中东小国卡。
In 2026, there will be only about 300,000 people in this small country in the Middle East.
塔尔居然要在大老美的本土爱达华州要有驻军了。
Actually, Qatar is planning to have a military base in the U.S. state of Idaho. But
光是卡塔尔啊，还
Not just Qatar.
这五个国家在美国本土常年有驻军。
There are five countries with permanent military bases in the United States.
首先是德国，作为二战战败国。
First, Germany, as the defeated country in World War Roman II.
是在弗吉尼亚州的雷斯顿有驻军。
There has been a military presence in Leesburg, Virginia.
到今天。
Until today,
德国驻美加武装司令部啊，就
U.S. Army Garrison in Germany,
位于雷斯顿，是
located in Leicester.
德国军队长期的行政与后勤中枢
is the long-term administrative and logistical base of the German Army.
这个司令部负责指挥位于美国弗吉尼亚德克萨斯新
This command is responsible for commanding the units located in Texas, USA.
墨西哥州的德国军队
German Army in New Mexico.
当然了，军
Of course.
对人数不算太多。
The number of soldiers is not too many.
常年驻军啊，大概在1000多人左右。
Approximately around 1,000 people are stationed there permanently.
第二一个呢，是新加坡。
The second one is Singapore.
他们在美国的驻军啊，位于爱达华州的山加空军基地。
Their military base is located in the mountains of Idaho at the Idaho Air Force Base.
及亚利桑那州的卢克空军基地。
And Luke Air Force Base in Arizona.
第三个是英国。
The third is the United Kingdom.
他们在美国的驻军基地位于佐治亚州的金斯湾海军基地以及加州的爱德华兹空军基地。
Their military bases are located in the U.S. at the Kings Bay Naval Base in Georgia and the Edwards Air Force Base in California.
还有内达华州的克里奇空军基地等等。
There are also the Critch Air Force Base in Nevada and so on.
第四一个呢是荷兰。
The fourth one is the Netherlands.
他们在美国的驻军基地位于亚利桑那州的卢克空军基地。
Their military base in the United States is located at Luke Air Force Base in Arizona.
第五个呢是意大利。
The fifth one is Italy.
他们在美国的驻军地址位于德克萨斯州的谢泼德空军基地和加州的爱德华兹空军基地。
Their military bases in the United States are located at Shepherd Air Force Base in Texas and Edwards Air Force Base in California.
其实我最想说的呀，是德国作为二战战败国。
Actually, what I most want to say is that Germany, as a defeated country in World War Roman II,
居然在美国一直有驻军这个事儿。
Actually, there is a military presence in the United States.
一定打破了很多人的固有认知。
Definitely broke many people's preconceived notions.
这个呀，看似是军事。
This looks like military.
驻扎本质呢是自信和包容。
The essence of being stationed is confidence and tolerance.
真正的强大。
True strength.
不是封闭的
not closed,
排他的恃强凌弱的
the powerful and exclusive dominate the weak,
而是拥有接纳伙伴包容共存的底气
instead, it has the confidence to accept partners and coexist peacefully,
包容共生才是最根本的强盛根基
Inclusiveness and symbiosis are the most fundamental and essential foundation for strength.
对此,
Regarding this,
您怎么看?
How do you think?
欢迎您留言讨论。
Welcome to leave your comments and discuss.